Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Elaine B. and I am a compulsive overeater recovered in Massachusetts. Today's date is May 13th, 2021. And today we're reading from the big book. We're going to finish up the chapter, We Agnostics. On page 57, we're going to start with paragraph one. What is this but a miracle of healing? And read right to the end of the chapter, ending with, He disclosed himself to us. Today's readers are, for the 12 steps, Deb E., the 12 traditions, Naomi B., and our readers are Leslie M. and Lois P. Mary B. will greet our newcomers and get numbers from available sponsors at the end of this recording, at the end of the meeting. And Shelley E. will close us out with some announcements. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Wednesday, March 12th at 10 a.m. is 16923. That's 16,923. And the reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, is 16,936. That's 16936. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Deb E. to please read the 12 steps.
Hi, this is Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater in Israel, the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. I pass.
Thank you so much, Deb E. And I will now ask Naomi B. to read the 12 traditions. Thank you,
Thank
Naomi.
You, Elaine. Sure, thank you. Can you hear me okay? Like I said, I'm on my cell right now.
You sound marvelous.
All right, thank you, Laura. Oh, I just love you. Okay. Good morning, family. This is Naomi, a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater outside Philadelphia. Okay, one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted service. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Excuse me. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ social workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issue. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, other public media of communications. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to do service, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Naomi B. Hope you have a beautiful day. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we do ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as overeaters. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted using star 1 on your phone, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 57, finishing up the chapter, We Agnostics, and we're reading paragraphs 1 through 3. And I will ask Leslie M. to please read those paragraphs.
Thank you, Elaine B., for your service this morning. My name is Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. What is this but a miracle of healing? Yet its elements are simple. Circumstances made him willing to believe. He humbly offered himself to his maker. Then he knew. Even so has God restored us all to our right minds. To this man, the revelation was sudden. Some of us grow into it more slowly, but he has come to all who have honestly sought him. When we drew near to him, he disclosed himself to us. This is an amazing way to end this chapter. There are a couple things that really speak to me in here. It said, yet its elements are simple. I've been around in OA this year for a long time. It's 31 years this year. And I've just passed 3 years of being recovered. And when I look back now, I see everything very clearly. Hindsight is 20/20. However, when I was in it, it was confusing. I didn't know what to do. And I found that finally, when I got desperate enough, I could follow these directions that my sponsor gave me and directions that were in this book. And when I did that, I've got this wonderful gift. It also says some of us grow into it more slowly, but he has come to all who have honestly sought him. And I certainly did. I've had sudden revelations along the way, but they were not lasting and they were not effective. This spiritual awakening that I have received and I receive on a daily basis did come slowly. Through most of my step work, I was just trusting the process. I was just saying, well, if it's worked for so many people, it can work for me also. But I didn't know what I was going to get at the end. I just knew that I had to, except for step 1, I had to do everything to the best of my ability, remain entirely abstinent, and work the steps to the best of my ability. And through that process, this last sentence happened for me. When we drew near to him, he disclosed himself to us. And I see that happening for me I've seen it happen for me as I work through the steps, and as I continue to do this work every day by, you know, keeping spiritually fit and working with sponsees and calling people and, you know, prayer and meditation and all the things that I need to do, because I did get recovered one other time and rested on my laurels, and, you know, that was not the way it worked. So I need to do this every day. I hear on this line all the time that yesterday's shower doesn't keep me clean today. And it's the same thing with this work. I need to do it on a daily basis because that's what I have, is a daily reprieve. But this is the miracle for me, is it's beyond my wildest dreams. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very, very much, Leslie M. Okay, well, we're going to take a lineup on this reading. And I do want to let you know that although we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. And so if you haven't shared since Monday, we'd love to hear from you. Just press star 1 to unmute your phone and let us know.
Lynn? Yes, ma'am.
Naomi B.
What's the,
oh, sorry.
Naomi B. Lynn, what's the first initial of your last name?
K.
Lynn K. Awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And Naomi B.
Jody
birthday girl.
H.
Jody H.
Teresa C.
Teresa C. And I heard somebody else.
Deb E.
Deb E. Room for one more.
Maureen H. I'm a newcomer.
Maureen H., newcomer. Awesome. Thank you so much. That's a great lineup to start out with, and then we'll take some more shares after we finish with this group. So thank you so much. I've got Lynn K., followed by Naomi B., Jody H., Teresa C., Deb E., and Maureen H. And thanks for being so gentle sharing your names one at a time. I so appreciate that. We're going to start out with Lynn K. So Lynn, please go ahead. Star 1 to unmute.
I just thought that, you know, the miracle of healing, you know, this guy, we've changed our reason to radical rearrangement of our minds. And to me, just to have your mind changed and have our Creator enter into our hearts is a miracle. Any change of mind, like, I do believe in, you know, I do believe in a miracle of healing, maybe at church once in a while, but, you know, this healing that we have is this total displacement of our own thought life and just changing our mind. Like when I'm praying and I don't know an answer, and then at the end of my prayer, I just didn't get nothing. And then somebody will call or somebody will knock on the door. I'll see somebody out the window, you know. And I feel like those are all miracles. They get my mind right. And then also, you know, speaking of yesterday's shower and stuff, you know, every time I would try again the next day, I thought, well, yesterday I did it. Well, today, you know, before I knew my higher power and submitted him, I said, well, yesterday I made it abstinent. Today I can eat a little bit more and cut back, you know. But actually, every day is a new day for us to start. And the healing comes with knowing that yesterday's papers don't work. They don't tell the news anymore. Today's a new day. We're new in our fellowship. We have another chance, another time to offer ourselves to Him and to ask Him rightly to restore us. When we go into sanity, a lot of people call it, you know, we came here for vanity, but now we're here for sanity. And I do seek Him to you know, to honestly make me honest and honestly, you know, seek Him and honestly let Him show up and let God show up in me. And that's when He discloses Himself to us, you know, when we just give over our thoughts, get out of God's way and let Him reveal stuff. It says, God will constantly disclose more to you and to us to it in your daily meditation. You know, that your thinking is right. And I just appreciate this chapter, and I'll go ahead. Do you want me to leave my number? 573.
Oh, Lynn, we'll do that. Lynn, we'll do that at the end of the meeting, but we'd love for you to share it then. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Missouri at Central Time.
Excellent. Okay, Lynn. Yeah, please stay on the line and share your number at the end of the meeting. We'd so appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you for leaving.
Thank you. Okay, so next we have Naomi B. followed by Jody H. Please go ahead, Naomi.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you for your service. Good morning, family. This is Naomi B., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater outside Philadelphia. Well, first of all, what jumps out at me is just the one sentence right above where we started to read, God had restored us to sanity, restored his sanity. And then into these beautiful paragraphs we just read about what is it but a miracle of healing. And when I shared with my dear friend Elaine when I first came on about the technical difficulties I had to get on this, and I'm using myself, and it's okay, every penny is worth every minute and 10 times more, that today's my 74th birthday. And I want to tell you, because of this program, I've been in OA 10 years. God willing, July 25th will be 10 years of abstinence. It's just, it blows my mind. I mean, I'm doing things now in my 70s I couldn't do in my 50s and 60s. I still teach. I teach 10 children, 4 and 5 year olds, and it's like breathing to me. How is this possible? Because down here at the bottom, it says, when we draw near to him, which means God, he discloses himself to us. And underneath I wrote this before, when we walk to God, he runs to us. And it's like just amazing, the sanity around, well, the food is down. Thank you, God, the food has been down. But it's so much more than that. It's dealing with life on life's terms. I don't have to practice my program any further than my own home with my beloved husband of 43 years. And that itself is a challenge. But my husband doesn't have a program. I do. And I work it. And I do my prayer meditation and my God letter every day. Work the steps. I'm a sponsor. I have a sponsor. I mean, it's like all this is just breathing. It sounds like when I say all these things, it sounds like a lot of work. It's not. It is such a pleasure. It's such a pleasure that later this afternoon I'll be going in, setting up little platters for the children for my party, my birthday. But they'll be enjoying the treats. That it's like it's just objects. They could be bubbles that I'm giving away. And what God has given to me in these last 10 years is I couldn't even begin to put a dollar value on. I'm beyond blessed. And I'm still teaching at 74. This is a hoot. Thank you for allowing me to share, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Naomi D. Have a great birthday party. Okay, Jody H., you are up next, followed by Teresa C.
Yes, my name is Jody H. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Maine. Just a few thoughts this morning. When I was following along with the reading, it said in the first paragraph that was read, he humbly offered himself to his maker, then he knew. And before that, it says circumstances made him willing to believe. That was me. The circumstances around my compulsive overeating last year when the coronavirus hit and I was in my house and I saw the refrigerator and just grazed my way through day after day. And I got to the place where I just was desperate and I drew near to God and he drew near to me and told me about vision. He made it through circumstances in my life. He made me realize there was a miracle going on. And every time I read in the Word of God about different things in a Christian's life, I was like, oh my word, he's leading me to be more, have a new life because of vision. And I've never been in OA before. And I've only been in vision since last June. and my whole life has changed. I didn't used to eat vegetables. My whole diet has, not that we're on a diet, but my whole food was circled around just whatever I could eat. And now I eat vegetables, and I have a balanced food plan, and it's changed my life. And my doctor has said it's changed my life. My numbers and my blood tests are wonderful, and I'm so glad for a higher power that cares enough for me that as I draw near to him, he draws near to me and brings me into circumstances that make me realize this is a miracle. And as was mentioned before, he has restored, it says in the second paragraph, even so has God restored us all to our right minds. What a powerful sentence. Yes, we learn that if we draw near to him, he'll draw near to us and restore us all to our right minds. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Jody H. Okay, Teresa C., you're up next, followed by Deb E. Please go ahead, Teresa, and let us know where you're calling from.
Sure. I'm Teresa C., compulsive overeater and food addict, and I'm in New Jersey.
Thank you.
In these paragraphs, what speaks to me is in the last sentence in the first paragraph that we read, he humbly offered himself to his maker, and then he knew. Reminded me of a time before I came to OA, and I wondered how are people, you know, just in program and in other things, in faith, how are they so sure that they know what's going on? Because I don't know, like, how do they know that? And then as I came through the 12-step program, I remember there being a time when I just said, I guess for me what it was I said, I feel as if I know I'm on the right path. And that to me was faith. I knew intuitively that I was on the right path. And in the next paragraph, that first sentence, God restored us all to our right minds. And I look at the word restored, which means I was in my right mind at some point. I'm thinking, to me, this says, we're born in our right minds, and then circumstances happen and things get crazy. And for me, it was, the food got into me, and the substances that I put in my body really just threw me for a loop, and I was not in my right mind. And then the last sentence in that paragraph, he has come to all who have honestly sought him. So to me, that's a promise that the 12 steps are telling me. And that he has come to all. It doesn't say some of us, or sometimes he comes. He has come to all who have honestly sought him. So honesty for me is a big part of my program. Is a character defect that pops up, has popped up in the past, and pops up in the present. And I continually know that is a fundamental, has to be a fundamental part of my program, is the honesty. So if I can be honest and look for God, he will come to me, and he has come to me. I choose to call my higher power God. And then, of course, the last sentence, when we drew near to him, he disclosed himself to us. So to me, that says, too, that I have to, ask for it. And if I ask for it, it will be given to me. And thank you. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you very, very much, Teresa C. Debbie, you're up next, followed by Maureen H., and then we'll take another lineup. And I just want to let everybody know we're commenting on the very last page of We Agnostics, page 57. starting with paragraph one, what is this but a miracle of healing, and then finishing off that chapter. That's what we're commenting on. So please go ahead, Debbie.
Thank you. Hi, this is Debbie, recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. I like this line, a miracle of healing. I really like the word recovery. I like healing even more because it kind of explains in a deeper way what has gone on for me by working these steps. It's they heal me. You know, my higher power has healed a lot of the damage I did with my addiction, a lot of the damage I did by not expressing my emotions and eating over them. And the word healing just gives me so much hope. And the word miracle is really powerful too, because it's nothing short of a miracle. You know, my default, my natural tendency just from like old beliefs and old habits wants me to quickly say, it's not a miracle. Like, that's exaggerating that it's a miracle. It's just that I, you know, that I don't compulsively overeat anymore, that I have neutrality around the food. But it really is a miracle. It's because I couldn't do it, and it took, you know, the world of spirit, that power, to heal me from it. And so miracle is exactly the right word to use. And then I was wondering about the words, then he knew. It says he humbly offered himself to his maker, then he knew. And I was like, well, he knew what? What did he know? And for me, what that means is that's when I knew, like when I got to the point where I knew that I could be helped by this spiritual path, that I knew that my higher power could help me, that I really started to believe it. You know, I really took step two and went, okay, I deserve this healing. I deserve this miracle. I can have it too. And I believe that this power that I think is greater than me is capable of providing that for me and blessing me with that. And I think that's all I'll share for today. I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Des E. And Maureen H. is up next, and then we'll take another lineup on We Agnostics. The last page, last three paragraphs of We Agnostics on page 57. Please go ahead, Maureen H., and let us know where you're calling from, please.
Hello, I'm Maureen H. I'm calling from the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, and I'm definitely a compulsive overeater. I do a lot of things compulsively. I am a recovering alcoholic. I've been sober for almost 5 years. But unfortunately, instead of drinking, I've turned to food. And I know through experience of working the 12 steps with alcohol that I can abstain from overeating if I do this work. And I'm definitely willing to do the work. I'm real familiar with the 12 steps, but I definitely need a sponsor to help me just switch it from drinking food, because I am definitely using food to calm anxiety, calm fears. I find myself getting up in the middle of the night eating, and I know it's all fear-based. And when I do, I mean, I know my higher power, which I choose to call God. When I spiritually fit, I do, you know, I'm not as much overeating. But I need this program to help me become more spiritually fit to overcome this, because I know that God can do it. But I also know I need help with another person. So I'll stay on after the meeting. And if anybody's willing to sponsor, I'm a very good sponsee. I do what I'm supposed to. I have all the material. I'm ready to go. So that's all I've got. Thanks for having me. This is a nice meeting.
Thank you so much, Maureen H. And yes, at the end of the meeting, we will take numbers from available sponsors and newcomers as well. So awesome. We are on page 57, paragraph one, We Agnostics, and we are ready for another lineup. So if you have not, although we value your experience, we ask you to limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared since Monday, and you'd like to share today, let me know.
Sherry KB.
Laura M.
I heard Sherry KB and Laura M. Yep.
Michelle Day.
Michelle
Leslie
Day.
Leslie W.
Leslie W. Oops, hang
Jordan
on a second.
L.
My pen's running out. Oh, hang on a second. Let me get Leslie W. My pen died in the middle of Michelle J. Leslie W. and Jordan L. And one more. Hopefully we can fit in. Okay, let's go with this. All right. I've got Sherry KB, Laura M., Michelle J., Leslie W., Jordan L. Sherry KB, you're up first.
Gwen N.
Oh, Gwen N. We'll add you at the end. Thank you, Gwen.
And as an Nancy. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Sherry, please kick us off for this lineup.
Good morning, Elaine. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered, compulsive reader. Thanks so much for your service, Elaine, and Team Thursday, and welcome everybody. These are such beautiful paragraphs. I just love them. I really do. What is this but a miracle? And, you know, for me, having the food down, being restored to sanity, having the mental obsession removed because I can't remove it, only God can. And that, to me, is the miracle of healing for me. And it says, yeah, these elements are simple and circumstances made him willing to believe. And my circumstances is I am powerless over food and my life was unmanageable. And the food turned into a higher power, which was very deadly for me. And so I was powerless. That's why the circumstances were making me willing to want to do this work. And that's what it's talking about, the miracle of healing, and the elements are the steps. And that, you know, this is step three right here. He humbly offered himself to his maker, and then he knew. And then he knew were steps 4 through 12. That's how he found out when he turned over his life. When I turn over my life to my higher power and I do the step work, that's when I knew. I got restored to sanity. And I was told early on that I had a mental obsession, a physical allergy to the body, and that I could put the food down, that's my job, but the rest of it I needed to leave up to my higher power, and that I can't restore me to sanity, that only God can. And what a revelation here. It talks about that, you know, the change that came to me slowly, you know, not a burning bush, but slowly over time, and recognizing that change that was because I was willing to, you know, be rearranged, be willing to set aside my old ideas, my old prejudices, being willing to take direction, and seeking my higher power. And again, as was mentioned, he has come to all who has honestly sought him. That's a promise. And then the last one is a promise too, when we drew near to him, that he disclosed himself to us. That's another promise. There's beautiful promises here. And then last but not least, I just wanted to add, on page 181, it says, if you think you're an atheist or agnostic, a skeptic, or have any other form of intellectual pride which keeps you from accepting what is in this book, I feel sorry for you. If you still think you are strong enough to beat the game alone, that is your affair. But if you really and truly want to quit eating compulsively for good and all, and sincerely feel you must have some help, we know we have an answer for you. It never fails. If you go about it with half the zeal you have been, and the habit of showing when you are getting eating the food, your Heavenly Father will never let you down. Thanks, and I pass.
Oh, thank you very much, Sherry KB. Great reading. Okay, Laura M., you are up next, followed by Michelle J.
Good morning. This is Laura M. in New York right now. Can you hear me?
Yes, you sound great.
Okay, great. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. This is Laura M., compulsive eater, recovered in New York. This is beautiful, beautiful paragraphs. I have just had the experience recently of being this miracle. I've been in 12-step programs for over 30 years, and I've been recovered for over a year. And I don't know, this says sometimes it comes to people slowly, sometimes it comes quickly. I've had awakenings here and there. I've been in and out of relapse for however many years. I've been recovered for a while now. And just in the last couple of weeks, I guess, you know, for me, my higher power is God. And though I've had the willingness and I've worked my program and I do my third step every single day, as we were reading the other day, I've really been blessed or feel like that miracle that I really spiritually have stepped from bridge to shore, which was a few days ago's reading. And it is so different than anything I have experienced in this program so far. And I was speaking with one of my spiritual advisors yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, the miracle. This is the miracle that's happened. Even though I had the willingness and I've been doing the work, it's in my higher power's time. I think when he was ready for this to happen. And it is so special and just such a beautiful thing. I feel so grateful. And now I just, everything seems so simple. Even my program, everything is just so much more simple, even though it isn't that I haven't been working and I've been calling people and I've been doing the work. We were saying, we think this is what it means when they say stick around till the miracle happens, even if it's decades, you know. It's an honor and a privilege to be a recipient of this energy. And just so grateful. And again, bridge to shore. I didn't even realize I was still on the bridge doing my work. And I've been accepting and lovable and tolerant, but it was a real switch from going right back to the beginning. I've accepted, I have acceptance, but I don't think I ever really surrendered. And this point feels like one of surrender, and not even on my part. I had done my part. So now I feel very much carried and just have a different perspective on everything and my program and of service. And it is a miracle. So I just wanted to share that. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much for your service today and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much, Laura M. Michelle J., you're up next and you'll be followed by Leslie W. Please go ahead, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Michelle J. here, calling in from Arkansas. Well, I've been on a 2.5-year journey here in this room in OA, and I want to start with the miracle of healing for me is learning that I can trust God, that I can stop filling that big gaping hole with food, that void was a place of terror. The terror of inferiority was full of shame and imperfections because I had weaknesses and I still have weaknesses. But then it says, humbly offered myself. Well, I thought I was humbly offering myself. Golly, I was intelligent and I was strong and well-spoken and got this program down, became a sponsor and did all these. That's not humble. God wanted to restore me to sanity, and my sanity was what I was supposed to be before all the garbage happened as a child, as a person, as my years went on. And restoring me to sanity is helping me to know that the less I am, the more he is. And I can draw near to him because one minute I'm trying to call people to hold me, and the next minute I'm saying, back off. Even my husband would explain that to me, but I didn't get it. But I do that with God. But I'm getting better and better at letting myself be real, taking off all those identities that I've clothed myself up with, that I've tried to be this perfect individual. God is slowly helping me to just be me, inferior, weak, weaknesses. I'm broken in many ways, but he's restoring me to a place where I can trust him. And let him be my strength. Let him fill that hole where food was just, that was my, oh, emptied it. Oof, couldn't even fill that hole. It's a place of rest. And with that, I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle J. Appreciate that. Leslie W., you're up next, followed by Jordan L. Please go ahead, Leslie.
Hey, Elaine, thanks so much for your service today. Appreciate you. And my name is Leslie W., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Tennessee. The one thing that really stands out to me is circumstances made him willing to believe. So for me, it's funny. It's kind of like kind of what I'm going through right now in parenting. If I want my child to obey me, if I want my 7-year-old to obey me, you know, I can't just sit around and hope that he will wake up one day and do that. So what do I have to do? I have to discipline. And discipline him. And it's not pleasant. It's really very unpleasant. When I'm being disciplined by God, it is quite unpleasant. He allowed a certain set of circumstances, or enacted a certain set of circumstances in my life, which turned up the screws on me and highlighted this behavior, highlighted this addiction, highlighted this problem that I had with food, right? It's like, okay, something is really, really fundamentally wrong here. You know, and when I turn up the screws on my kid, he's not going to be like, oh, thanks, Mom, for disciplining me today. That's not what's going to happen. No, I'm going to get pushed back the same way that I pushed back against God when all this started for me. And I push and I push and I cry and I kick and I scream and I have my little temper tantrum. But eventually, I surrender. Why? Because circumstances have made me willing to believe. And that's how it works for this strong-willed addict. And for that, for God loving me enough to discipline me through this program and through the wounds of this disease, I am forever grateful and forever changed. And with that, I will pass. Thanks so much, Elaine.
Thank you very much, Leslie W. Awesome. Okay, Jordan L., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Gwen N.
Hey, good morning, Elaine. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado. I'm grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting and reading the big book with you guys and gals this morning. God, I'm such a fighter. It never ends, man. I do it in my own head with my own thoughts. I do it with what you say out loud in my own head with my own thoughts. Like, it is ridiculous how long the journey of surrender has been for me. I guess, like, what it comes down to is that it's all good. Even the parts of that journey that have been kind of, like, painful and difficult and hard to walk through have turned out to be good. You know, like, they've turned out to be the parts that I get to share with other people and bring them in, you know, and make them... give them the opportunity to see that they have a place here too. I wasn't able to be on the meeting yesterday, so I just want to backtrack for a moment and say that the cornerstone is really important. I have my dad's a carpenter and my partner's a carpenter and I have uncles that were stonemasons and stuff, and so I understand some things about, like, construction and whatnot, and the cornerstone is a really, really, really important part of the building. That's not to put pressure on anyone, but just so that, like, you know, we start to understand the gravity of our situation here and how important it is that we come to believe in a higher power that can restore us to sanity. I know for me that had to be a loving, caring, a loving higher power that was going to provide me with protection and not punishment. and so that's kind of like, that's kind of how my miracle developed, you know. I got my own miracle to talk about today. That's amazing. That's so cool, man. And I wanted to point out, too, that circumstances made him willing to believe. This was not a virtuous thing for me. This isn't because I'm a good person or I'm a godly person or any of those things. This was grace, and it was completely and totally unearned. It had nothing to do with me. It was nothing that I did to get this. And like because of that, because it has nothing to do with me,
gentle
it means that it's open to everyone, anyone on this line. So thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Jordan L. And Gwen N., you'll be our last share for today. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Gwen N., as in Nancy, from Fairfield, Connecticut, a compulsive overeater. And I've been about abstinent for about 2 months, almost 2 months. On Saturday will be 2 months. And also I'm coming to the vision call for 2 weeks as of today. And thank you, Elaine and Team Thursday and everyone on these calls. I'm so grateful for all the experience, strength, and hope and wisdom that I've been getting from these calls. And reading this chapter, We Agnostics, has been so important to me. I'm at the beginning of my journey, and boy, do I really want that miracle of healing. But I struggle so much. I get in my own way, and I just feel like my thoughts and my skepticism and my self-will, and I'm trying so hard to, the program is simple. It's not easy, like everyone says, but it's simple. It's laid out before me in this amazing book, and everyone on these calls has helped in helping explain to me exactly what I need to do. And thank goodness for Bill W. But, I just think, gosh, how do I get this miracle of healing, and will it come to me? And I know I need to surrender and have faith that if I do what the instructions say and I do work and I'm working with my sponsor, that it'll come. But I just, can't seem to get out of my own way with that one. So it's so helpful for me to hear people on this call, other members, visionaries here, explaining and describing their process. And I just hope that, I say, he has come to all who have honestly sought him. And I think to myself, am I honestly seeking God? And how do I humbly offer myself to him? And what do I need to do? And so I'm working my steps and I'm trying to, develop a practice and a routine that really has me doing these things to be able to come in conscious contact with God. And, I hope and pray it comes my way. It might take, a month, a year, 30 years. I hope not, but it sounds like it's a whole journey for everybody's different. So I just love hearing everybody's shares, and thank you so much. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Gwen. And we do have time for a 2-minute share if anybody would like to jump in. Star one to unmute. And if you haven't shared since Monday, it'd be great.
My name is Annabelle Z.
Please go ahead, Annabelle.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I was unmuting someone else. Good morning. I really love this meeting today. And it made me think about being spiritually fit, and in this paragraph, before that last sentence, it goes us through the steps, and like how I don't have my notebook anymore because I'm in the car, but it really shows us the steps of seeing our insanity, and then turning our will over to God, and then allowing God to change us, and then suddenly we're like actually free. And the freedom that comes, and the fitness, or it doesn't use those words in that paragraph, but that spiritual growth, if you will, it comes through the practice of doing those steps over and over and over. And so we don't graduate. We just get to keep experiencing a new freedom and a new happiness. And I really related to the lady that said she was an alcoholic, because that's my experience as well. And I used to think that, okay, well, now I'm really feeling great. I can rest for a while. But in a way I've learned it's every day, and it's like, do I want to be bogged down and then finally try and get out of it, or do I want to just every day feel that lightness of being? And I do. And incidentally, it's also my birthday, like my belly button birthday today. So thank you for this wonderful meeting and for your service. I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Annabelle Z, and happy birthday. Glad you were able to share. All right. Thanks, everybody who has shared. What a fabulous meeting. We're now going to transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. So, will Lois P. please read a vision for you?
Yes. Hi. Thank you, Elaine. This is Lois P., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in New York. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.